Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. October 31st, 2020. Europe's social ticking time bomb, the world will follow. From my Facebook page, Michael Leitman, October 31st, 2020. Ire and frustration have erupted into the streets of Europe. Anti-lockdown protests and raging clashes between demonstrators and the police erupted in multiple cities across Europe, including Germany and Spain, and were particularly violent and widespread in Italy. Further restrictions for businesses and gatherings have been imposed in a new effort to contain the irrepressible pandemic, and people are reacting with a sense of desperate suffocation. The world is entering new challenges that will not be solved with financial or prophylactic measures, but will require adjustments within the realm of human relations. Germany and France, two of the main European economies, announced new lockdowns for at least 4 weeks in response to the staggering, record-high numbers of new coronavirus cases. As the virus spreads uncontrollably and the authorities fail to effectively deal with the crisis, where does it lead us? Since people see no solution on the horizon, we can expect the rioting to rapidly mushroom everywhere in the world, in every city, country, and continent. People will organize in every society according to their particular experience of the distress to express their anger, even in cultures which traditionally show more restraint, such as the Scandinavian countries. It is easy to understand what is spinning around in people's minds. A person by nature is always looking ahead to anticipate his position in the future, what will happen to him and where life will lead. But within the predicament of this persistent and volatile plague, no one knows what to expect day to day. The present is full of uncertainty and suffering, so the person is left with bitter apprehension about the future. By flocking to the streets, it is possible to at least release tension and experience the comfort of a sense of solidarity with others, even though people may understand that it will not matter how loud they shout in the city squares or streets, because no one is really listening. In other words, deep inside, even if they are unaware of it, the main underlying theme of protesters is a hunger for togetherness. Demonstrators are ready to sit in jail for breaking the law, feeling that the sharing and common action are worth the consequences and pay off in the end. Common involvement adds a sense of significance and meaning to life. One can conclude from this that all the troubles, the diseases, are intertwined with a feeling of loneliness and a craving to rise above the distortions brought about by a culture of hundreds of years of ruthless competition, of thoughtless economic growth and development at the expense of warm connection between people. The coronavirus is a force, albeit biological, which has caused great changes in us. The virus is helping us to understand that we live in an integral society and are longing for good connection with each other. The separation that was opening up between us, and also between us and the natural system, hit us hard. The coronavirus is certainly a direct product of our separation. Anger in the streets is just a symptom of our deep need for rapport. The remedy for all the suffering and pain of mankind is only connection. The flip-flops about prospects for a long-awaited vaccine do not help to calm humanity's nerves. But even if one is discovered, the social problems will persist and prevail. Any financial bailout will always be felt as insufficient. Therefore, the only real solution is to cure our ailing human relationships, which are the root cause of the world's problems. Nature will keep influencing us, in such a way that will oblige us to realize these truths and organize good connections between us, the only force that can neutralize any and every menace we may face. To wear or not to wear? That is the question. From my Facebook page, Michael Leitman, October 31st, 2020. To wear a mask, or not to wear a mask? That is the question. As the world grapples with the second, and sometimes third, wave of COVID-19, countries are debating if, where, and in what situations they should make mask wearing mandatory. Authorities insist that masks are vital for preventing infection. This is true, but not for the reasons we naturally think about. Masks do not protect us from other people's germs. They protect other people from our germs. For this reason, only if we all comply with mask-wearing regulations we will be cured from the virus. And in the process, we will be cured from the lack of mutual responsibility in our society. According to the Center for Disease Control and Prevention, CDC, masks may help prevent people who have COVID-19 from spreading the virus to others. Note the explanation that the CDC provides. Masks are recommended as a simple barrier to help prevent respiratory droplets from traveling into the air and onto other people when the person wearing the mask coughs, sneezes, talks, or raises their voice. In other words, the CDC is telling us that masks aren't meant to protect us from others, but to protect others from us. Put simply, if we all behave as if we are infected, we will obliterate the pandemic in a matter of weeks. Interestingly, it turns out that wearing a mask is an act of kindness even if we only want to help ourselves. Nature, in its subtle ways, teaches us that giving is good for the giver. It opens our minds to the fact that we are dependent on each other. It shows us that only if we think of one another, we ourselves will be safe as well. Because we are reluctant to become giving or caring, and focus on helping ourselves, authorities encourage us to wear masks for our protection. They are correct, masks do protect us, but only if other people wear them. When we wear them, we protect others. The more attentive we become to nature's hints, the more quickly we will learn how to conduct ourselves in the new reality it has imposed on us. In this reality, we are dependent on each other and support each other. We cannot live, even physically, without each other, and we must therefore build our social systems to cater to the needs of all the people. In the new reality, there will be no exploitation, alienation, or oppression because they will cripple the aggressor. Every harm that people do to others will come back to haunt them like a boomerang. It is still unclear that this is where nature is taking us, but its subtle clues are telling us where we are going. Nature treats us kindly, it leaves us with a choice to learn quickly, cure our world, and usher humanity into a new era, or remain obstinate and learn the hard and painful way that we have to protect others in order to protect ourselves. Everything is bought and sold. Question: should we understand that in this life we are bought and sold? Answer: not everyone, of course. Yet, the fact that this happens, yes. Question: we are indignant, and nevertheless we are bought and sold. Why? Answer: because we are not aware that we are selling and buying, but we want to sell and buy everything in this world. Question: what do we want to sell? Answer: everything that you can be a profitable deal. The character Panikovsky, a petty criminal in Ilf and Petrov's The Little Golden Calf, said, "I will buy and sell all of you, buy you, sell you, buy you, and sell you again, but for more." Question: so I sell it for a deal, for myself, to make a profit? Answer: yes. I buy what I can buy cheap and then sell at a profit. This is human. At every level. Every minute. Question: what a low creature a human is. Do you see something at least a little elevated in humans? Answer: in a person who lives in this world and by this egoistic world, there can be nothing else. Just to sell, buy, and sell for even more. Question: does one always want to bribe? Answer: only. Question: how is it possible to rise from this state? In what way? Answer: through the recognition of evil, that although I exist within the framework of this nature, in the end, I act to my own detriment. To my own detriment. And, based on this, I already begin to think, how can I do this differently? Then I begin to understand that my evil and the evil of others are one and the same. Question: do I say that this makes me feel bad and start from there? Answer: yes, You should start from yourself. Question: will a person recognize now that he feels bad because of his purchase? Answer: it is because he recognizes that he feels bad and begins to look for what to do that he will come to the conclusion that he must get rid of his egoism, of this bad, and perceive himself in a different way, in a different connection with others. If it is bad for others, then it is bad for me. There is no other way out. From CapTV's News with Dr. Michael Leitman, August 31, 2020. Will nature begin to help us? If we do not work to correct our thoughts, then viruses will become more harmful and destructive because the development continues. It cannot be stopped. The purpose of the program of nature is to bring us to correction, and if we do not strive for it voluntarily, by the way of light, then we have to be pushed by the way of suffering. Kabbalists warn us that if we do not make a correction, we may end up with a nuclear world war. But this will not end there. A few thousand more years will pass and humanity will revive after all these nuclear explosions and begin to develop again, sit around a fire and hunt for mammoths. Let us hope that nature will not let us kill ourselves with nuclear bombs so easily. I believe that humanity will be able to stop and think about the correction. Everyone already can see that there is no other way out, and all that remains is to put up our hands. If we ask for help, it means that we are ready to receive help above our egoistic mind and start working with it as with the only medicine. We will have to divide all into groups of 10 and start teaching how to treat each other kindly. The whole world must undergo integral education, at all levels, starting from kindergarten. Then we will see how nature immediately begins to help us. Then, of course, all diseases will disappear because people will become so close that in the connection between them, they will begin to reveal a different level of existence, the future world. The future world is a world built on mutual bestowal, within which we reveal the Creator reigning between us. Instead of living in a field of hatred, we will live in a field of love. This love is the Creator between us, and it is not the love as we understand it now. Humanity will begin to rise to different levels of existence. This is the solution to all problems, both the coronavirus and the economic crisis. Everything will normalize, and everything will be fine. We have to start by correcting our own attitude toward others so as not to wish anyone any harm. This is also not easy, because when our nature is revealed, we see that we are subconsciously looking for a way to harm each other. We are like bugs that crawl around and only search how to bite one another, kick, or even eat each other. Kind thoughts can neutralize all viruses and calm typhoons because a thought lies at the very foundation of the force field. It is written, everything is resolved in thought. From thought, it already descends to still lower levels, until it comes to viruses that are carriers of information. With our thoughts, we can influence the entire universe, all worlds. When our thoughts connect with each other, they reach the upper force, and we feel that by this we deploy the whole of nature endlessly and infinitely. We must come to this, we cannot hide from the purpose of creation. From CapTV's Writers Meeting, October 15, 2020. New Life 468. Lack of governmental stability.
New Life Conversation number 468. Hello, thank you for being with us here in New Life, our series of educational programs with Dr. Michael Leitman. Hello, Yael. Our topic is not so happy today, the lack of stability in the economy, in the political system in Israel. We see that the governments don't last too long. There's pre-elections often and many intrigues and all that quarrels that bring it to disintegrate, fall apart, and it has ramification over each and everyone's life here in this country. It's affecting our pocket. There's a few billions of dollars thrown at each such election each time, and we'll see why doesn't it succeed. Yeah. So, yes, indeed, as Owen said, we feel that there's kind of a boat here, a government, that leadership that's supposed to bring us to safe shore, that we want to trust it, we want to know that it takes us to a good place, and all. But actually, we're feeling that it's made of many tours, that everyone pull his way with conflicting interests, and at the end of the day, all the strings that's supposed to tie all these things into one thing go and then disintegrate and then crumble. This is our sensation as public. Give us a sensation of lack of confidence, of a lack of stability. This is something that wasn't born in recent days. It's something that accompanies us since the establishment of the state. Many governments fell apart. We often going to elections far ahead of the due date. If we look at statistics, then in the 68 years of the state existence, more than 33 governments change the average time of government in Israel is less than 2 years, and parliament lasts around 3 years. So we want in, this is statistics. Now in our program, we don't want to get into politics and being a political commentator. There's plenty of it in all the media. But we want to understand from your broad vision how, what are the reasons for this phenomenon, and how can we create a different reality? Are these elections is our salvation? What would you recommend eventually to the next prime minister to do, how to be elected? We want to understand this whole phenomenon and see how we take this boat that lead us, that mothership, how to make it reaching a safe shore and be one head that lead us all. And I'd like to start with the question of a bit of explanation of from what all this lack of political stability stems from and why the governments don't last here. Look, the question is simple. Always at the head of the society, state, government later on, there was a king. King! And even if there are many ministers, but the ministers, more or less, would straighten the line with the king. And the king had the power. Whatever he said, holy. Holy. Hence, everything advanced accordingly. How come the king would have the right thoughts? From heaven. He has direct contact with the upper force. This is how people believed. Meaning, we were advancing throughout our history, throughout evolution, our evolution in the social, technology, science, religion, education, all of those things, we have advanced according to a certain plan. All the countries, this more, this less, but all in all, we've advanced whereby at the hand of the society there was a king, and afterwards, according to hierarchy, there are other people close to the kingship, to reignship. And nature advanced us without asking us, rather putting each and everyone's thoughts and desires, and accordingly in such manner we advanced. Obviously that long with they had wars and problems and everything, but everything was pre-planned, had to be in the part of nature, so that we had to gradually learn from all that we need to advance towards understanding and feeling of what to do in order for life to be more balanced. So it's kind of nature's force that directed this king where to take its people, and everyone followed that. Yeah, so the people of Israel passed through many things, and that was that too, been through the upper force. We see by the prophets later on, it was all pre-written even in the time of the prophets, hundreds of years prior to the destruction of the temple and exile. It was already pre-written about it, and it was known, as It is written in the Gemara, 70 years prior to the destruction, there are signs and all that. So the leaders knew about it, they knew how to read this map, they knew that there's going to be a destruction, they knew what's going to happen. No question about it, definitely, definitely, it is written. There are also kings in other nations, yeah, even in recent times. Still recently, I'm not so familiar with the exact details, but in Russia there was a Tsar, and meaning to accept the words of the upper leader, the king, as holy. It's something that accompanied us, humanity, till recent times. Yes, also they believed in religion, yet these in the church, and these in Allah, and these in and we in the Creator. In short, everything was somehow organized in such a way that humanity observed itself, sustained itself by directions from above, let's say. Until we've come to a state whereby we need to activate free choice. What is free choice? This is considered that I myself need to enter nature's plan, studying it, right? That nature. Study that plan and understand how do I due to change myself and the entire human society, each and everyone individually, and predominantly the our connection between us all. I, the king, or no, every person. The king started falling, because then we come to say that everyone become king, everyone combined in that human society as individual personality that counts. Because if we're speaking of a mechanism that is like this sustain, so everyone is equal. So everyone determines everyone's state, like the king. Each and everyone affect everyone's state. So the sensation out there, it's really nothing like that. No, obviously that's clear, but I explain to you what happens in nature. That should we advance to the revelation of the human society of being entirely integral, meaning together, inside, that we're all interconnected between us, that we have a serious problem. We can't, with our nature, our egoistic, protectionist, I don't care for anyone, I just want to receive what I deserve, everything else can burn down. I can't, with such natural approach of mine, being part of that humanity. I can't. And meanwhile, nature arranges us, put us into the squeeze. Why can't I do it? Because it's opposite to my nature. I don't want to take into consideration anyone. I don't want to care for anyone. I want to be free. Everyone's free. What do you want from me? And I see people looking at one another and say, what, do I owe you anything? Is there anything you wanted? Well, accordingly, they treating one another like that. Of leave me alone. I'm for myself. I don't owe no one, nor to you, neither to you, nor the state, nor anyone. You're talking of two contradicting processes. Definitely, inside we become more and more cruel, egoist. We care for nothing. Once a person about which it was written that he's a thief, or got caught by the police, or he was had to divorce for some reason, it was like, what a shame. Yeah, well, nowadays, I've got married 2-3 times, I still haven't found who to marry, who is the right person for me. So this is the approach, the young generation, kids, it's even, they've no taking anything into account. So this is one force, you're saying, pulling towards, so we, with our nature, cannot be in a society in civilization, let's say, yeah, civilization, the entire civilization around Earth, to exist in an integral way. We're not like that. We are opposite to it. Meaning, there's nothing more opposite than taking all these individuals, yeah, and start connecting among them. No one wants it. Everyone rejected. They escape from one another like a sheep and a wolf, really, each and every one, and specifically in the people of Israel. Although we are here in such situation, and we are being squeezed from the outside by our enemies, hence, the politician is about to be elected, and think that he will succeed. He has pride for that. Beside all the other sort of prophets, but the pride and success, putting himself before everyone, had to be as big. Yeah? He needs to understand that it wouldn't work for him. First and foremost, this is what we need to explain to everyone. It could be left, right, middle, doesn't matter where one comes from, right? None of them would be able to succeed. Why? Because they don't know the foundation, the rudiment of the society, specifically the Israeli society. They think it's like any Western society. They even have advisors that advise them all kind of actions according to what was done abroad. And they don't know what does nature plan for us, for Israel, what does it plan for the world, what's our role, what's the world's role in this whole long system that what we go through. And specifically, nowadays, what's important, what period we are entering in our development. They don't know any of that. They think, I'll change that rule, that law, I'll release a few percentages of taxes here and there, and that's it. This is totally not tools by which you could manage the state. Why? Because our state, specifically our country, enter under nature's general law, the integral law, meaning that law that now come to us from above, that mechanism that now working on the people of Israel, necessitate the people of Israel being one, being connected, being in unison, in mutuality. And this is what the nations of the world also demand of us, because the next state is that they too will have to take the same form. They will have to achieve the same form. And if they won't achieve it because they don't know about it, no one teaches them, because only the nation of Israel can be a light for the nations, teaching them, because we, a kingdom of priests and holy nation with respect to the entire world. Hence, it turns out that then we will suffer from them in a way that is, God forbid. I'd like to return to this motive of the king. You said that once there was a king. The king said something, that's holy, everyone straightened up by his word. This way till the 20th century, let's say. Why? Because humanity advanced in a way like a herd, blind manner. Yeah, alright, so he's standing up the top, like the shepherd saying left, right, everyone followed. Yes, he didn't have free choice, rather constantly go ahead by the stick, by the blows. Okay, so this is the model of a king, and everyone straightened up by his words. Yes. Alright, now you said, and that really was amazing, that we bring through some metamorphosis, that you have to agree to nature's system, you have to understand it, and follow it free, out of free choice. But you said each individual, not together. Yes. So you said, when you described that change, you said that if once there was a king above and everyone just take his words, now within the system, everyone's a king. Yes. And you said specifically here in Israel. Yes. Now, everyone's a king, connects to this ego games. Everyone have inflated ego, thank God, it just inflates more and more. Right. So you take a lot of people with great ego, putting them together, you say, hello friends, you together have to take that boat, because this is what we chose, what we elected, and to a good place. Well, to start with, it's clear it won't succeed because everyone has feel like a king. How from that state, which you say is natural, yeah, that it's a positive development, right? So how from that state where everyone feel like a king, we come to some stability. It's so-called the least stable thing, like you described before. Other than his narrow interest, no one see anything. As far as he's concerned, everything can burn down. Now, when it's between you and I here in the building, but when it's taking the whole country like that, is where are we heading then? Everyone's a king? Okay, we see that's the nowadays movie. Together, it doesn't work out. Total lack of stability, right? Where is it heading to? To total loss. Okay, that's clear. What do we do for it not to go there? They have to study, to undergo education. Which education? A learning. What does it mean, integral education? Integral world. What is the system we are in? They don't know. They are about to manage a society in the world where they don't understand what is the society nowadays, nor what is the world nowadays. No one understands it, no matter whom. From one end to the other, whoever you take, all the people and all the parties, none of them knows in what world we are at all. How can you even lead a society where everyone feels as a king? Yes, it is possible. If everyone from his height feels responsibility. What does that mean? Responsibility for everyone, like a father. A king is not a bad force. You think a king is just doesn't do anything, having fun all day. King's hard work. I once read the Queen's schedule in England. Yes. Well, this old lady, well, not old lady, the ones prior when she was still young. You know what schedule? The meeting with this and seeing that. At 5 o'clock they're drinking tea with that and not with the other. And going to kindergarten and then really full of work. And going to some Scotland and here and there, other places. It's not that a person does whatever he feels like. He has a role. A serious role. No. 2-3 hours needs to sit with his ministers. What's going on and here and there, yes, not etc. King is work. Being king. It has always been like that. Don't think it was like only ballrooms, etc. It's like you read a romance, maybe. Oh, it's totally not that. I'd like to focus on the people of Israel, in the nation of Israel, because you made a suppression before, and you said, beyond leading this nation at the end of the day need to set example for the nations of the world. Yeah, this nation will have to lead all of humanity, meaning the leader of Israel has a very significant role. What is the role of the leadership in Israel? To understand the plan of creation, the plan of nature, and precisely to match the nation of Israel to its place in that plan. Did it exist in the past? In our long history, is this how it been? It's been since the first temple till the destruction of the second temple. And what changed? What's the difference between leaders of those days to nowadays leaders? They're leaders who attained that plan, who attained the force that worked within nature, called the upper force. What do you mean attain? They felt, they understood. Working along with it. It's like, I see this world, I also need to see the forces, seeing forces that working in this world and spinning it and activating it. And I need to see the general plan. Is by this plan these forces are acting. And I need to see this plan for thousands of years ahead. I don't know, or without time, above time, doesn't matter. But I need to, till the end of it's a correction. That's a must, meaning the leaders were Kabbalists, people of attainment. Do you need special qualities to be such a person? Yes, obviously. Very simple qualities. Lovely, friendless, they self. That's it. What does that mean? Well, loving people. That you need to love the other at least as much as you love yourself. So from what I understand from you, is a person that has a certain type of giving. It's not a type of totally giving. It's not a type and a little bit. No, absolute giving, total giving. In such reality, in which each individual has a very great ego, as we spoke prior, everyone wants to be. Is oh, what is it bad? No, I didn't say bad or good. You say it's a natural process. We don't put give marks. You say if once everyone followed like sheep, now everyone wants to be like a king. So you said being feeling like a king, it's not a bad thing. Depends how you use it. Now you spoke of the fact that we need to bring in the motive of studying in order to change in each detail of the society. And the change you define as from hatred to love. What does it mean, the reality where everyone has a strong ego, everyone is like a king, and develop within him, instead of hatred, love towards the others? How does that appear, being realized? Well, first of all, we realize that we all depend on one another, like organs in one body. So we have no choice. We need to connect, connecting in mutuality, connect correctly, connect so that everyone works for each and everyone else, so that the system we're building is an integral, closed, complete system. This is what we need. To the extent we are approaching such mutual completion, we begin to feel a force that works among us, that is revealed between us, inside of us, that integral force called the upper force. We, to some extent, begin to reveal it even in a simple workshop. What's workshop? As we run in the streets, we're doing all kind of places. But we show the public how possible it is by the connection between us, just coincidental, within an hour, right? We already feel that among us there's kind of a force, kind of an ambience, kind of a different feeling. Something changes. The world even appears different. You heard it from them, right? This force, you said integral force. This integral force is something that is, what would it bring to our life that we don't know today? It will force us to change our life only for that sake, that all of us would be connected, unified, and feeling each and every one. Where does everyone's great ego, that everyone wants to be a king now, disappear to? It will remain. We will connect between us above the ego. What does that mean? As it is written, love covers all transgressions. When everyone will feel as a king, everyone will feel as a king, and from that same kingship he has, kingdom, he would like to do good to everyone. Being a good king. You always think of a king like, king, I will now chop everyone's head off. Well, that's exactly what happened nowadays. It's precisely the lack of government stability. No, this is just from Romans or legends. Novels or legends. So what's a good king? No, live once upon a time. Now, in this reality you call integral, everyone feel good and as a king and feel as good also. How do they get along? Because in the integral system, the individual is as important as everyone else. Because if he wouldn't function, the whole system wouldn't function. And what causes the individual to act good towards the system? Well, so because the system would compel it, and he cared for the system. This is called the pact, the covenant, the covenant of avud, of mutual guarantee. In the half a minute left, is there a chance for stability in Israel? We must do that. And there's no choice. Rather, the point is either by blows or by the path of mercy, by us, of Bina, by us understanding and advancing towards it in a good short path. We hope for the good. We're following that. Thank you, Yael. Thank you, the viewers. Thank you, Dr. Av Lightman.
mutual complement of two levels of desires. Question: how can we combine the main goal in life, for example, personal growth, with such desires as family and work? Answer: these are to degrees, animate and human. At the animate level, a person needs this world, food, family, children, and so on. On the other hand, he also needs the spiritual world. Therefore, he should devote time for both. Both degrees should mutually complement each other but in different proportions in each person. Our basic desires do not contradict the spiritual ones. We need to realize them as well, but all of are subjugated to the upper desire, to attain nature. From CapTV's Management Skills, July 2, 2020.